Academic Aesthetic for Friday, July 28th, 2006. I'm Aaron Smith, and I made my wallet out of duct tape. Duct tape is not just for holding your car together anymore. Today I'd like to talk about a little thing the art community calls form versus function. An item's function, as we all know, is what it does. Form, on the other hand, is what it looks like. Both can be equally important in an item, but not always. Take the chairs in the classroom, for example. At the end of the day, their main purpose is to lift the students high enough off the floor so that they can use their desks. Everything else was probably chosen on how cheap they were. On the other hand, a painting puts a lot more weight on its form. In fact, its form is so important that looking nice is sometimes so important as its function. This is, of course, assuming that it's not there to cover up the spaghetti stain your three-year-old managed to put on the wall. Think that since you're not an artist, that doesn't apply to you? Think again. When's the last time you sat through a workshop filled with pertinent information, but was so dry in its presentation that you remembered nothing afterwards? Or maybe the PowerPoint slides looked nice, but added nothing to what the speaker was saying. As a traveling art teacher, I've seen lots of classrooms, and I've seen far too many teachers who put the function of teaching so far ahead of the form of teaching that student retention is almost nil. I could just tell the students what they need to know, give them a test, and move on, but how many of them would really learn? No, like a well-designed car, I need to both get the students there and look good doing it. As those of you who are teachers get ready for the new school year, I want you to think about how you can balance the form and function in your own lessons. Will your desks be arranged in the same boring grid, or will you break it up a bit? What posters will you have on your walls? If you don't have posters, you could have your students make some that tie in with your curriculum. What will your class website look like? And there's more to it than just what your room looks like. When you're presenting a lesson, will you be hiding behind a podium, or will you be moving around the room as if it was your own personal stage? More activity shows that you have more interest in the subject, and while that doesn't necessarily mean that the students will learn, just try to teach them the same thing if they think that even you aren't interested in long division. Well, that's my show for today. If you have any questions or comments or criticism, please feel free to stop by my website, academicaesthetic.com. You can leave a comment in the show notes and whatnot. You could also email me at theartguy@gmail.com, and that's the same address I would use if you're interested in sending me an audio comment that I'm going to play on my 100th podcast. Until next time, stay subscribed and fare thee well.